This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You close your eyes and then you're asleep, but suddenly you're out in public, maybe without a mask on, or you're wearing a mask, but no one is around you, or everybody's getting way too close. These are apparently some common dream themes that Harvard Medical School psychology professor Deirdre Barrett says many people have experienced, and they experienced it in that first wave of coronavirus anxiety. Deirdre has spent her career studying the way trauma shows up in dreams, and her new book, Pandemic Dreams, recounts these dreams and others as fear about the virus and how it's changed over time. And she is joining Idaho Matters today to talk more about these dreams, but as well as her research. Welcome to the program.
Hi, nice to be with you.
So your area of expertise is trauma and dreams. So before the pandemic, I'm curious, what events of mass trauma had you recorded the dreams of?
I gathered dreams after 9/11. I gathered dreams from Kuwaitis right after the first Iraqi war. I was over there teaching some treating trauma stuff right after the Iraqi occupation. Then another set that I didn't gather myself, but I did analyses of, were gathered in a Nazi POW camp during World War II by a prisoner who was going to use them in his dissertation. And he died in the camp, so they'd just been in a library in London for decades. And I stumbled across them and did some analyses of those.
Wow. So you posted your survey, which has really informed the content of your new book, Pandemic Dreams, back on March 24th. What was some of the imagery in that first iteration of dreams relating to COVID-19?
Well, the early ones from at least Americans and much of Europe, where it was just coming, we were just had just been told to lock down. There were lots of dreams about getting the virus. Some of them were pretty literal. The person's having trouble breathing, they're spiking a fever, they decide they have the virus. Others are a little dreamlike, where one woman looked down and saw blue stripes on her stomach. And in the dream, she faux remembered that that was the first sign of a COVID-19 infection. But also lots of metaphors for getting the virus, or at least the virus is coming. Some of them were ones I had seen in the other crises, like tsunamis and earthquakes and tornadoes, but some were unique to this pandemic. There are lots of bug attack dreams that, especially early on, every kind of bug, like flying bees are flying at me, hornets are flying at me, cockroaches are racing toward me, masses of wriggling worms, just kind of every kind of bug in the world. And I think partly that's because of the slang term that we use, you know, I'm getting a bug when I'm coming down with a virus. But also I think that just lots of little things that cumulatively could harm or kill you make bugs a, you know, pretty good symbol for the virus. And many disasters, all the other ones I studied, kind of have obvious visual imagery closely associated with them. So after 9/11, there were some metaphors, but there were most of the dreams had planes crashing into buildings, buildings coming down, bad men with box cutters. They were all interwoven with the dreamer's own stuff. The planes might be crashing into something in their own town, or their own house might be collapsing. But we had these images that went with our fear of that. And I think for the pandemic, we were so scared, and yet dreams are so visual that they want to represent that as an image. So I think that's why the dreams were latching on to bug attacks and other things.
So you don't necessarily then, I would think, have to have been personally impacted by the pandemic. And what I mean by that is, like, get the coronavirus or have a loved one that has it. I mean, same as like 9/11, you weren't necessarily having to be in New York City on that day, but are you finding in your research that you're still impacted by it, and that you can still have that trauma?
Yes, but very differently than the people who are really directly experiencing it. The typical dream for both 9/11 and the pandemic from the average person watching all this on the news and certainly scared about it is an anxiety dream. There's some nightmares and there's some positive mastery, you know, I've invented a cure type dreams, but the typical dream is anxious. But for the first line workers, the healthcare workers in this case, and the police and firemen and people who barely got out of the lower floors before the buildings collapsed in 9/11, they have these just classic post-traumatic nightmares that reenact things that have happened by day. Sometimes they go one step worse than what really happened. Sometimes they have a little bit of dreamlike stuff, but the healthcare workers are dreaming that there's someone dying of COVID in front of them. They're trying to get a tube down their throat. You know, they feel totally responsible, and yet they really don't have much control, and the patient is dying. Which is very different, and they do have visual images of what that looks like. Whereas the average person just has this menace that potentially could affect them, doesn't have obvious images for it, and has anxiety dreams about it.
So now that we're, I mean, you know, 6 months into this pandemic, really in the United States, have the dreams shifted? I mean, what are the more common dreams you're seeing being reported now?
Yes, I mean, there was a big shift back even in about May, where there were still some. There's still to this day are some, oh my God, I'm getting the virus dreams or bug attacks. But what there became much more of just a few weeks into it were dreams about the secondary effects, the lockdown more than anything, but also homeschooling kids, yeah, being furloughed from work.
That's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
Oh, yeah. But the worst nightmare was one woman was in reality held, and in her dream, she got a message from the school that said that the child's entire class were en route to her condo and that she was going to need to homeschool the entire class for the rest of the pandemic. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. Nightmare? Oh, I bet she didn't sleep for weeks after that. I mean, that. So if you
actually.
Oh, no, go ahead.
More people have dreamed about the lockdown because not everyone is homeschooling, but almost everyone was locked down. So I see a lot of people sheltering alone who dream about being thrown in prison, or they've been chosen as the first colonist for Mars without volunteering. They have to go off to Mars by themselves. And then the people who are sheltering with their families and roommates 24/7, they're dreaming that hordes of people have moved into their apartment and set up cots all over the apartment, or one woman couldn't get her bathroom door shut because there were so many other people's stuff in the doorway when she was trying to go to the bathroom. So either loneliness or crowding get kind of exaggerated and dramatized in the shelter at home dreams.
It's so interesting how all of this comes out in our dreams, right? We need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back with Deirdre Barrett. So Deirdre, you've had more than 9,000 people submit their dreams through your survey. So besides the book, what do you want to do with all of this data that you've collected?
It's actually about 4,000 people with 9,000 dreams, because people can send more than one in. But
it's still a lot.
It is a lot. And I have read all but about the last 500.
Oh, my goodness.
I spend hours a day at it because they're fascinating. But And reading the dreams was very important to writing and organizing the book. But I'm going to do some formal statistical analyses. It's too many dreams to do any sort of hand coding, even with lots of helpers. So there's a program called the LICW that was developed to analyze literary texts. Like, they use it to look for whether Shakespeare could have written this unsigned play or not. But it has categories of words for sadness and happiness and fear and male characters and female characters and medical themes and just kind of all the kinds of content areas I would want to look for. And the computer just does this by these word clusters. So I'm going to compare the dreams as a group to past dreams from more normal times, to see which things are statistically more common. And then I'm going to look at a cluster of dreams from the start of the pandemic, from pretty much now as the reopening is happening, and then from when it's pretty much ending, whenever that will be. Whenever, and I certainly know just from reading them that, you know, anxiety is going to be statistically higher. It couldn't not be.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you do statistics, some patterns emerge that you haven't noticed at eyeballing it.
You know, you mentioned that so many of these dreams are related to people having anxiety, you know, about the virus. And I have to say for myself, I had a hard time sleeping in the beginning of it, right? That, I think that's how my anxiety showed up. And just last night, I had, I think, my first dream that like kind of that woke me up of regarding the pandemic. And I can't remember the details. All I know is I woke up and I was like, that's not real. That's a dream. And I'm wondering, you know, if for myself or others, if that has to do with all of a sudden we're seeing this surge again of cases, right? So it's like maybe you didn't have much anxiety or it wasn't manifesting, but now, you know, here we are again, and it's almost worse than it was, you know, back in March.
So yes, I am seeing anxiety dreams a little bit more. And a few of them are just the I've caught the virus, the same ones we could see back then. But lots are about having to go back out in the world. Like I'm back for my first day of work after furlough, and the carpet is filthy, and yet for some reason we have to walk barefoot on it. Or they had told me that they were moving our desks further apart, and instead, by mistake, these workmen have moved all the cubicles right together so that we're on top of each other. Or it's not my usual coworkers. They're these weird-looking people I've never seen before who seem to be terribly sick. So first day back at work is not going well. Right. I might catch the virus is a really common one right now.
So we've talked a lot about, you know, these anxiety dreams or people catching the virus, things like that. Has there been any themes of dreams that have been more uplifting?
Yes, there have been beautiful dreams. I have to say they are a tiny minority, but there are both sort of practical cures for the thing, most of which aren't practical in the sense
right.
of working. I've discovered there's something in cat saliva that cures the virus. There are robins who can go in and pull it out of your lungs through the side of your chest, all kinds of very dreamlike ones. Although there was one young man who dreamed that he was in a grocery store with his dog, and the dog kept grabbing his leg and pulling him away from people. And after that happened about the third time, he realized that the dog could smell the virus when people were infected and was pulling him away from infected people. Wow. And that was early on in the pandemic. And since then, there have been articles that the places that have cancer sniffing dogs, which have existed for a while, that they've been testing them on COVID-19. And very recently, there was a success article on that. So he had a very practical idea in his dream. And he knew about the cancer sniffing dogs, but he had not consciously thought about them for COVID-19.
So where can people find your new book called Pandemic Dreams?
It's on Amazon. It's supposed to get up on some other online booksellers, but last I checked, it's both the Kindle version and the paperback are available on Amazon.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. This has been so interesting because, you know, I think in some form or another, we have probably all experienced this. So thank you so much for coming on and talking with us today.
Great to talk to you.
We've been talking with Harvard psychology professor Deirdre Barrett about her new book, Pandemic Dreams, which is out on Amazon right now. I want to thank all of you for joining us on Idaho Matters, for being a part of this and for participating with us when we ask for your comments and your feedback and your questions. And speaking of questions, we are having our medical experts back on the program tomorrow. So if you have a question for them about where we are within this pandemic, please send us an email. Just go to Idaho Matters. answers at boisestate.edu, and we very well may use your question on the air tomorrow. Again, that is idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. It is Tuesday. It looks like the sun is trying to break through the clouds. The last day of June as well, 2020. Folks, we're more than 6 months into this year. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.